Hello, world. Welcome to Partaker's Think Spot. Pray this Monday morning finds you doing well. I am Regina, and I'm from South Carolina, which is in the United States. And I want to talk with you this morning about praying and prevailing. Let's turn for a moment to James 5:16. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and wonderful results. When Israel had made the golden calf, Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Alas, these people have committed a terrible sin. But now please forgive them, forgive their sin, and if not, then blot me out of the record you are keeping." That can be found in Exodus 32:31-32. That was persistence. Moses would rather have died than not have his people forgiven. When God had heard him and said he would send an angel with the people, Moses came again. He would not be content until, in answer to his prayer, God himself should go with them. God had said, "I will indeed do what you have asked." Exodus 33:17. After that, in answer to Moses' prayer, "Let me see your glorious presence." Exodus 33:18. God made his goodness pass before him. Then Moses at once began pleading, "O Lord, then please go with us." Exodus 34:9. Moses was up on that mountain with the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. That's found in Exodus 34:28. Moses was persistent with God, and he prevailed. He proves that the person who truly lives near God shares in the same power of intercession which there is in Jesus. James teaches us to pray for each other. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and wonderful results. Praise God! He still waits for us to seek Him. Faith in a prayer-hearing God will make a prayer-loving Christian. And you know, you may be lacking in confidence right now, and you may be saying to yourself, why would God want to help me? Why would he want to do what I'm asking? Well, you know what? That dream or that vision, that persistence that you feel gnawing at you saying, "I have to do this, I have to do this, but I don't know how." Don't let the "but I don't know how" to stop you. Because God gave you that vision. That came from him. And he tells us in Jeremiah 29:11-14, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes, and will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from where I sent you into exile." Life may have been hard for you up until this point. You know, you may just be in survival mode, just barely making it from day to day. That's not God's plan for you. And do not accept the conditioning of the world that tells you there's no better. Because God has a better plan for you. He tells us that in Jeremiah. He has a plan which offers you a future and a hope. So persistently pray to him. Moses spent 40 days and 40 nights on that mountain before God. And God heard him and God answered his prayer. He'll do the same for you. Let's close now in prayer this morning. Father, I thank you for each listener that come out to be with us this morning. I pray that this word pushed into them a light where darkness has been prevailing for a while. I hope it just lit up their whole world. I pray that it encouraged them, that it allowed them to grasp hold of that promise you made in Jeremiah 29 that says you have a plan for us, and that plan is a good plan which brings us a future and a hope. Father, I thank you for the blessings that you've already given us. I thank you that we are surviving, that we have food, that we have clothing, that we're not cold in these frigid temperatures. And I thank you for the blessings which are yet to come. In Jesus' name I pray and ask these things. Amen. Thank you all for being with us today. I pray you'll come back each day for a word of encouragement from everyone who participates in Partakers Think Spot. You can also find Partakers on the web. Just do a Google search for Partakers Ministry and you'll find us. And we look forward to meeting with you again tomorrow morning. God bless you.